Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the spirit of giving in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has given us the blessings of Ramadan, which is a month of generosity, of spiritual excellence, ihsan, and the giving of ourselves. O Allah, our Lord, to you belongs all praise. We believe in you, in your angels, in your divine books, in your messengers, in the last day and in your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. We testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. We are content with you as our Lord, with Islam as our religion, and our Sayyid Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our Prophet. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who have believed, decreed for you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, in order that you may attain unto taqwa. Ayyuha as-sa'imun, O you who are fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran about the need to establish prayer and to give of ourselves, both secretly and publicly. And he informs us that those who do so can expect a recompense, a profit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will never perish. About this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ.
Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah and establish prayer and spend in His cause out of what we have provided for them, both secretly and publicly, they can expect a profit that will never perish, that He may give them in full their rewards and increase for them of His bounty. Indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assures us of this reward when it comes to giving in his path. And about this assurance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
And whatever thing you spend in his cause, he will compensate it, and he is the best of those who provide. Indeed, brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan epitomizes this very spirit of giving. For in this month, we as believers are encouraged to hasten towards the worship of our Lord and to honor our fellow creation. And that is why when we do so in this month, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn will facilitate our affairs and bestow on us His acceptance and facilitate for us a path towards Jannah. One of the early righteous scholars is reported to have said, amongst the most beloved things for a person to do in Ramadan is for them to increase in the spirit of giving. For in such an increase is the emulation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described as being the most generous of people, a ajwad an-nas, the most generous of people. And the scholars have interpreted this generosity to indicate that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous of people from the very beginning of his life, his inception, to the end. And yet despite this manifest generosity and this life full of generosity, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous he could be in Ramadan. As the narration say, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس بالخير وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was the most generous of people with goodness, and he was the most generous he could possibly be in the month of Ramadan. So brothers and sisters, one of the ways of emulating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this blessed month is for us to increase in our generosity, to be people who give of their spirits and who encourage others to also spend of themselves. And this would be in adherence to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us to do. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. And spend of that in which He has made you successors. For those who have believed amongst you and spend, there will be a great reward. So brothers and sisters, whoever persists and is consistent in taking themselves to task to embody this spirit of giving of themselves, then they should know that they are on the best of paths, for they are emulating the best of creation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they in turn can be reassured that they shall find that this very spirit itself becomes a means or a key by which goodness is opened up in their lives and the lives of those whom they love. The reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises such people is not just a reward that is kept for them in the next life, but a reward that is given to them in this one. And so we'll find that such people who give of themselves will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves for them their blessings and that He increases them in their bounty. And in this manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth when he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ قَوْمًا يَخْتَصُّهُمْ بِالنِّعْمِ لِمَنَافِ الْعِبَادِ وَيُقِرُّهَا فِيهِمْ مَا بَذَلُوهَا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selects people whom He then chooses for the blessings of benefiting His slaves. And He establishes these blessings in them for what they have given of themselves. In other words, brothers and sisters, this is the way of ihsan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْأَحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْأَحْسَانِ. Is not the way of doing good that good is given in return? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And do good, do ihsan, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the doers of good. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the doers of good. And on this day, we remember an example of such a person who did good and who was an exemplar for the doing of good in recent times. And this is the example of Sheikh Zayed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give peace to his soul. For this is an anniversary to remember him, and we should remember that he served as his example and a role model in what it meant to care for people, to do righteous deeds. One of the things he was especially concerned about was the institution of the waqf, or the charitable endowment. For this institution was a central element providing goodness and charity throughout the Muslim world in its history. And it's a form of what's known as sadaqatun jariyah, an ongoing charity or continuous charity that can hope for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala long after the person who founded it has passed away. About such forms of charity, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna mimma yalhaqu al-mu'min min 'amalihi wa hasanatihi ba'da mawtihi." He said, amongst the actions and good deeds for which a believer can continue to receive reward after his death are 'ilman 'allamahu wa nasharah, that knowledge that he taught and that he spread, wa waladan salihan tarakah, or a righteous child who he leaves behind, wa mushafan warathah, or a copy of the Qur'an, which he leaves as a legacy. أو مسجداً بناه, or a mosque which he built. أو بيتاً لبن السبيل بناه, or a lodge that he builds for the travelers. أو ناهراً أجراه, or a stream which he causes to flow. أو صدقاً أخرجها من ماله في صحته وحياته, or a charity that he brings out during his life whilst he is well in his health and alive. And of such things, يَلْحَقُهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهِ. Of such things he will continue to receive a reward even after his death. So in these numerous examples that were given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find this imperative to invest of our times and our resources to ensure that people continue to benefit. And this was one of the examples that Sheikh Zayed, may Allah give peace to him, to his soul, represented. And in continuing in his footsteps, we find the leaders of the nation also seeking to emulate this example. And an example of such an initiative will be the 1 billion meals endowment, which is reported to be the largest food aid fund or endowment in the world that supports millions of families in providing them food aid. The project aims to provide a food safety net for the world's most impoverished populations, especially in countries struggling with food insecurity. This project is especially operative in this month, and it would be good to support it because it helps provide food to many families to break their fasts with, and thereby spreads goodness in the world at a time when we all sorely need it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless projects such as these, and may He allow us always to be part of the spread of goodness in whatever capacity He has given us. May He allow us to always be part of the solution and never to be part of the problem. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aid us in our fasts, aid us in our recitation of the Qur'an, bless us with this spirit of giving in this blessed month so that we can spend and give of ourselves for your sake. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Qur'an Abu Dhabi.